Outdoor reset control and how it saves fuel. How outdoor reset lowers the supply water or supply air temperature as outdoor temperature rises. Why running the lowest water temp that satisfies the load saves fuel and boosts comfort. And how to set and tune a reset curve in the field. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Outdoor reset ODR is a control strategy that ties the system's supply temperature to the outdoor temperature. It shows up most on hydronic/boiler systems, where the control continuously lowers the supply water temperature as it warms up outside and raises it as it gets colder. The same idea applies to some forced air and commercial supply air resets. The reasoning is simple physics. A building only loses heat as fast as the temperature difference between inside and outside. On a mild day, the building barely loses heat, so it doesn't need scalding hot water to stay comfortable. It needs just warm water. ODR delivers exactly the water temperature the day calls for instead of always running flat out hot. How it works? The control reads an outdoor air sensor and applies a reset curve, sometimes called the reset ratio, to decide the target supply temperature. The curve is defined by a few points. A design outdoor temperature, the coldest you design for, paired with the maximum supply temperature the system needs at that worst case. A warm weather point, often a mild outdoor temp like the 60s degrees, paired with a much lower supply temperature. The control draws a straight line between them. At any outdoor temperature in between, it interpolates the target supply temp off that line. So as it gets colder outside, the target supply water climbs toward the design maximum. As it warms up, the target drops. The boiler or mixing valve then works to hold that moving target instead of a fixed high set point. Why it saves fuel? A boiler is more efficient at lower water temperatures, and a condensing boiler is dramatically more efficient once return water drops below the flue gas dew point around 130 degrees return, so it can condense. ODR keeps water temps low whenever the load allows, which keeps a mod con boiler condensing far more of the season. Lower water temp means lower standby and distribution losses. You're not keeping a tank of 180 degrees water hot to serve a 30 degrees day's worth of heat loss. It reduces short cycling. A fixed high temp boiler satisfies fast and cycles off. A reset boiler runs longer at a gentler output, which is easier on the equipment and steadier for the building. Why it's more comfortable? Lower, steadier water temps mean longer, gentler heat delivery. Fewer big swings, no blast then coast. Radiant floors especially love it. Most reset controls also include warm weather shutdown WWSD. Above a set outdoor temperature, the heating system simply locks out, because the building has no heat loss to make up. In the field, mount the outdoor sensor where it reads real outdoor air. North side, shaded, away from dryer vents, exhaust, direct sun, and the building's own heat plume. A sensor baking in afternoon sun will undercall the water temp and leave the building cold. Set the design point to the real worst case, not a guess. Pair your local design outdoor temperature with the supply temp the emitters actually need at design load. Too low a max and the building can't keep up on the coldest days. Too high and you give back the savings. Set the warm weather point sensibly. Pick a mild outdoor temp and the minimum useful supply temp there. The steeper the building's heat loss, the steeper the curve. Tune from complaints. If the building is comfortable on cold days but chilly in shoulder season, the curve's too steep, water drops too fast, flatten it. If it's fine in mild weather but can't keep up when it's cold, the curve's too shallow or the design max is too low, steepen it slash raise the max. Mind the boiler's minimum return temperature. A conventional non-condensing cast iron boiler must not see sustained low return water or it condenses flue gas internally and corrodes. On those, ODR has to respect a minimum boiler temperature, boiler protection slash minimum supply, even though that limits the savings. Condensing boilers want the low temps. Verify WWSD is set. Confirm the heat actually locks out above the warm weather threshold, so the boiler isn't firing in May. Normal values and targets. Reset curve span typical residential hydronic. Roughly designed a supply of 160 to 180 degrees at the coldest outdoor design temp, sloping down to 90 to 120 degrees in mild weather. Exact numbers depend on the emitter's baseboard, once hotter, radiant once cooler. Radiant floor supply, often 90 to 120 degrees range, way lower than baseboard, which is why radiant is a great ODR candidate. Condensing threshold, keep return water below roughly 130 degrees to stay in condensing mode on a mod con boiler. ODR is the tool that does this most of the season. Non-condensing minimum, protect cast iron slash steel boilers by keeping boiler slash return temp up, commonly about 140 degrees minimum return target to avoid sustained condensing. Warm weather shutdown, commonly set in the 60 to 70 degrees outdoor range. Above that, no heating demand. Common faults and what they mean. Building cold on shoulder season days. Fine when cold. Curve too steep. Supply temp dropping faster than the building's small material load needs. Flatten the curve slash raise the warm weather supply point. Building can't keep up on the coldest days. Design max too low or curve too shallow. Raise the design supply temp at the design outdoor point. Boiler short cycling in mild weather. Target supply so low the boiler can't run a stable cycle, or WWSD set too high so it keeps firing, for almost nothing. Adjust the low end slash WWSD. Cast iron boiler corroding slash sweating. ODR pulling return water too low for a non-condensing boiler. Boiler protection not set. Enforce a minimum boiler slash return temperature. Reset not working at all, always full temp. Outdoor sensor failed, shorted, open, or mislocated reading indoor slash heated air. Verify the sensor reads true outdoor temperature. Tech tips and gotchas. The outdoor sensor location makes or breaks ODR. Sun, exhaust plumes, and reflected heat all fool it. A bad sensor location is the hash one reason a reset system doesn't feel right. Lower water temp, longer runtime is the whole point. Customers used to a boiler that blasts 180 degrees and shuts off may think something's wrong when it runs gently for a long time. Explain that steady low temp operation is the efficient, comfortable design. Know your boiler type before you set the low end. Condensing boilers want the lowest temps you can give them. Non-condensing boilers need protection from low return water. Same control, opposite low end strategy. Reset pairs beautifully with modulation. A mod con boiler under ODR can ride a low fire at a low water temp for hours. That's the efficiency sweet spot. Make sure modulation and reset are both enabled and tuned. Don't forget warm weather shutdown. It's free savings and prevents the embarrassing boiler firing in summer call. Reset isn't only for boilers. Some commercial air handling and even some forced air controls reset supply air temperature off outdoor conditions for the same reason. Match output to load. Safety slash code notes. Boiler controls, including reset and any minimum temperature boiler protection, are layered on top of, never in place of, the boiler's required operating and safety limits. High limit, low water cutoff per the applicable mechanical slash boiler code sections. On non-condensing boilers, sustained low return water temperatures cause flue gas condensation and corrosion. Maintaining minimum boiler temperature is both an equipment protection and a venting integrity matter. Outdoor sensor wiring is low voltage but must still be installed and protected per the applicable Class 2 wiring provisions. A failed sensor should drive the control to a safe default, typically full design temperature, which you should verify.